bastards.
Just getting back to my game. Kind of getting the energy behind me, and that being said, getting some stronger pushes and got a nice workout in, and staying on my feet a little bit. So I'm kind of staying down into the game a little bit more too. So I'm seeing a different level.
Was it good to reset? Obviously, no one wants to get pulled, but did you have a good opportunity to reset?
Yeah, you know, I took it as a learning experience, and I think it happens to everyone, and I think it just sucks when it happens, but I think I definitely learned a lot from it.
How'd you see this one as a whole play out tonight, obviously extending that into the shootout?
I thought we played really well. I thought they played really well, too. Their goalie was playing well, Elliot, and I thought we were getting some good chances early on, and then as the game progressed, we were just playing our styles and kind of shutting each other down. So didn't surprise me that I went to an OT. It was pretty exciting overtime, too.
In a tight game like that, how much do you watch the other goalie at the other end of the ice, or are you more focused on your own game?
I'm more focused on my own game. I think every goalie has a different style, and you don't want other goalies' habits to creep into your game. So I'm enjoying the game and watching it because I'm still a fan, but I'm definitely focusing on myself.
How nice is it for you to get that first shootout win? Like, finally put that sort of like in your back pocket. You got one. It's on the record books now.
Yeah, it's very nice. It only takes one to get used to it. And I was mad after the last one we lost because I thought I was pretty good at shootouts. And to have one under my belt is it's kind of reassuring.
I feel like being aggressive was a key because they had a couple guys roll off the stick.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
Because you were aggressive?
Yeah, definitely taking the space away so they had to make a good shot. They couldn't just slide one in.